Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because I'm sharing a little more spoken word with you. Let's get cracking with a poem I have titled Wolves. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Hey, honeys. How the bloody hell are ya? Welcome back. I've got a poem for you today. I wanted to read it out to you. It's a poem I wrote for my Rebels of Light. I tend to write these beautiful women many poems. I find it's one of the best ways that I can communicate the intensity of what I feel for them and also what I want to teach them. And this poem comes at you. You know, I decided to bring this out into my wider community, not so much to share the poem, but to share what is available to you when you make yourself available to that which you think has never been available to you before. So this year in Rebels of Light, we're exploring sensuality as an ally. And what I'm very interested in as a woman is becoming more intimate and more well-adjusted to aspects of myself that seem foreign, alien, far away, or unlike me. I'm very interested in integrating those aspects into myself. And it's really fascinating. The last few years, my own relationship with sensuality has morphed and changed so much. And I'm noticing this year in our experience with Rebels of Light, which is, of course, is my signature mentoring program, that this is an energy and an essence that is ripe for the discovering for many of us. And so the reason I'm sharing this poem with you is to remind you that whenever something is unfamiliar to you or uncomfortable to you, you have an opportunity to sit with that, to invite that into your life, and to ask that to tell you more about itself. Can I say that again? Maybe I'll say that in another way. For example, let's say that you are trying to cultivate more courage in your life. Boldness, more spontaneity, playfulness. Maybe you are looking to generate more spaciousness, anything that may be alien to you, kindness even, or generosity, and any number of those qualities or states of being or even emotions could feel so far away, unnatural to you. You know they're possible because other people feel them and embody them, but to you and your experience, they may not feel close by. They may not feel like a good mate of yours. And so rather than analytical mind our way through that process, what I recommend that you do is spend some time in the presence of that state, that emotion, that result. Sit at the feet of it. And ask it to tell you a little about itself. So here is a poem titled Wolves. And it's one of the many ways that sensuality has made herself known to me. And I hope that she reaches into your heart today and teaches you something new, or at least unwinds a capacity within you to ask the very same questions of courage or spontaneity or playfulness or power or beauty, whatever it may be. Let's get on with the show. I am alive. I am aliveness itself, multi-sensory, dancing in the density. Uninterested in enlightenment, preferring the hot mess of humanity instead. I am the sound of hot tea being poured slowly, ceremoniously, the crackle of a flame, the faintest of whispers landing on your earlobe. I am that lashing of cream you lick from your fingers with side servings of delight spilling from your eyes. And I'm the dirt beneath your fingernails after a very, very sweaty day spent on this earth. I'm the greys of cashmere or velvet or silk on your skin when there's ice lingering in the air. And the prickle of the sun's rays on naked flesh when it is bright and searing and hot out there. I am what happens to you when the light is dim and soft and just right for the night. I am innate in the cadence of a poem that beckons goosebumps up and out of your body and into plain sight. I live in the silence between the beat, and I am not at all solely reserved for scandal between the sheets. I can be witnessed and tasted and felt and heard and inhaled and sensed, and I can be known, but no one can know me like you, or access me like you, or evoke me quite like you can. I am the shadow that walks the line between that which is sacred and irreverent. I bring exhilaration and terror, and I bring the ecstasy, but you have been too scared to call on me. I, like you, have been misunderstood and shamed and thrown to the wolves, but just like wolves, I howl at the moon, and now, dear sister, I am howling at you. My name is sensuality. And I sit before you now, asking you to walk towards me, to show me what you find in me. Create me out of nothing. Redefine what I am to you. I am the simmer in your hips and the desire in your lips, and fuck, I am more than that. I exist in the every crescent of beauty and rage there is, and let me out. Call me in. Invite me into your life, into your home, into your body. And please, don't forget to tell me what you find in me. My friends, we all just want to be known, don't we? I mean, even these emotions and these states of being and these expressions, we all just want to be known. Why would we ever reject aspects of ourselves? This is something I'm exploring a lot right now. And I'm finding that as I do that with patience and openness, all I keep finding is more love in there for me. There's just more love and there's just more tenderness. There's just more reverence for who we are and our entire expression here, our entire experience and our entire opportunity with this life that we have been given. So get to know that unknown aspect in you. Formulate that relationship so that you can remember and have the experience that you are not separate. You are just unpracticed. And there is a huge difference between the two. You discovering aspects of yourself that are new. That sounds like bliss to me. Beautifuls, thank you for being here and tuning back in. I appreciate you and your presence like you simply wouldn't believe. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. Instagram, of course, is my digital playground, and you can tag me there at @Tara_bliss. If you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. So thank you in advance for that. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tyrabliss.com.au/episode15. That's episode the number 15, and subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here and right now and now and now. Bye-bye now.